Amen. Thank you, Elon. Okay, we're in the last chapter of Ephesians. We're going to finish it by the end of the year, maybe. Or maybe one Sunday in the next year, I don't know. Entitled this series, Ephesians, Blessed and Highly Favored. Today we're going to look at life in the workplace. Life in the workplace. Last week we were talking about children and parents and fathers. And today we're going to talk about servants and masters, or employers and employees. It says, bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. And you masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. Somebody said one time, and I think it's pretty accurate. It's not exact, but it's pretty accurate. Life can be divided up in thirds. One third of the time in your life on this earth, you're going to be spending it running around doing things you like to do, hobbies and shopping and going around, going to church and different things like that. One third of your life is that. One third of your life is sleeping. And then another third of your life is working at the job site. It's a big part of our life, your job, your career, your occupation, your business. One guy that worked for the sewage company, he said this, I dig the ditch to get the money, to buy the food, to get the strength to dig the ditch. It's kind of a circle, an endless cycle sometimes. Listen to this. In 20 and 21, something happened in America. It's called the Great Resignation. In 2021, 48 million Americans quit their jobs. 2022, over 50 million Americans quit their jobs. Now, that was, of course, during COVID, the COVID pandemic. And work in America changed drastically. In many ways, and it hadn't returned to the way it was before COVID in many ways too. Before COVID, listen to this, before COVID, 4% of the people worked from home. Today, and I've seen various statistics, anywhere from 16% to 24% work from home today. Almost up to a fifth or a fourth of the people work remotely, in other words. And those that work part-time, 41% work from home. Now, they say that saves a company about $11,000 per employee if they work from home instead of having to come to the office. And employees save from $5,000 to $12,000 in clothing, gas, wear and tear on the vehicle, food, things like that. Lots changed. Here's some changes in the workforce. 1970, 45% of women were in the workforce in America. Today, over 83%. Went from 45% to 83%. It's doubled since 1970. In 1979, manufacturing jobs employed 19.5 million people in this country. Today, even though the population since 1979 has increased 115 million more, only 11.5 million jobs are in manufacturing. All of them went overseas to cheaper labor. In 1980, if a woman was doing a similar job as a man, she made 60% of what the man made.